Dear Christian friends, may the passion of Christ bring you strength and comfort. In the book, The Five Languages of Love, there's a story about a young man named Eric who decides to take a girl, Chelsea, out for their first date, and they decide to go to a baseball game. They're both big baseball fans. Well, during the game, Eric catches a home run ball. It's the first time he's ever caught a baseball in his life, and he was so excited. And the date went well. And 2 days after the date, there was a package in front of Chelsea's apartment door. And there in front of her door, when she opened up the package, was that baseball inside one of the little collector things. And on the baseball were written the words, "First home run catch, second best thing to happen that day." They were married 2 years later. Love, and one of the ways we express love is in the giving of gifts. And that couple continued, the mantle that gift had a place of prominence on the mantle in their living room that showed how much he expressed his love in the giving of a gift. Well, there are different ways we can express our love to God as well. And our gospel lesson today was all about how Mary and Martha expressed their love to Jesus. And so our text begins with them hosting a dinner in honor of Jesus. And Mary serves the dinner. Martha gives an expensive gift of perfume. And so on the surface, our gospel lesson is all about how to express love to God. Deeper than that, and we'll get into that as well, is that this lesson is a foreshadowing of the death of Jesus and how the way this story is told also points us to the death of Jesus that is just 6 days away from the Passover. Well, Jesus is in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. This is in the 12th chapter of John, the 11th chapter of John. Lazarus has just been raised from the dead. So you can imagine how happy Mary and Martha were that their brother had been raised from the dead. And so this dinner is given in honor of Jesus because their brother had just been raised from the dead. They wanted to express their love and thankfulness to Jesus for what he had done for them. And so when you get into the five languages of love, one of those languages is acts of service. And so our text says that Jesus was there at the table, and all it says was Martha served. Now I like this text because Martha gets the short end of the straw in the other story about her serving. In that story where Mary and Martha, and there was a meal and Jesus came in, and it was Mary who chose the good thing. And so all of you who are Marthas out there who express your love through acts of service go, "Oh, I feel so bad. I should have been like Mary." But here, Martha is lifted up. Martha served, because that's the way she shows love. Some of us show love by giving gifts. Some of us show love by acts of service. And so in our text today, Martha served. It was her way of saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for raising my brother." Mary, on the other hand, shows one of the languages of love by giving a gift of costly nard. And it would have been sold, when our text says, for 300 denarii. That's a denarii was a day's wages. So 300 denarii, this was a very expensive jar of perfume, and poured it out on Jesus' feet. But is there a more reason to give thanks and express love than to see your brother raised from the dead? And so her response to Jesus was to take her most precious gift and offer it to Jesus by pouring and anointing his feet and then wiping her feet with her hair. We are fortunate that we also can give thanks to God because he has done something great for us. Although Lazarus was raised from the dead, he later died. But he said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life, and those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. And then Jesus asked her, do you believe this? And Jesus asked us, do you believe this? Do you believe that though you die, yet you shall live, and everyone who lives and believes in him shall never die? Well, if you believe that, you have more reason to show love to God than Mary and Martha did. Because although he raised Lazarus from the dead, he was to die again. For us, he says, we're going to die, but we're going to live forever. How shall we show our love for God for what he has done for us? Mary and Martha served and they gave gifts of love. How shall we show our love to God? Well, in the five languages of love, there are five different ways that people tend to express love to one another. One of them is in words of affirmation. I love you, dear. I appreciate what you do, dear. You make me so happy. When we give words of affirmation, it's a way we show love for somebody. Well, what you're doing here today is showing love to God. We offer God words of praise. When we sing hymns, it's a way of expressing love to God. That's why at the end of worship, the question should not be, what did I get out of worship today? The pastor went too long, the choir was a little off key, wasn't such a good worship. That's the wrong question to ask. What did God get out of your worship? Because you're here to show your love to God by offering up words of praise to God. So at the end of worship, it's not, was the choir's anthem good? Was the pastor's sermon good? Was your praise good to the ears of God? Because that's a way we show love to God, words of affirmation. Another way to show love is quality time, that you take time to focus on that person you love, without any distractions. Well, we do that with God in prayer or Bible study, that you take that time, and what is prayer is focusing on God and just focusing on talking and listening to God. Or Bible study, learning God's word, focusing again on his word to us. And that's a way many people express love, is quality time. Or gift giving, like Mary in our text today, an expensive gift that would have been an incredibly expensive gift, was certainly the most expensive item that she could have owned in her home, and she gave it to God because she loved him. And so when we love God, we give gifts of our own offerings. And to think of offerings not because we got to pay the electric bill, not because you got to mow the yard or take care of the church, but as a way of saying, I love you, God. Let me offer back to you a gift because you have given me every good gift that comes from the hand of God. So ultimately, our gifts are meant to be expressions of love, just as it was for Mary in our text today. And then, as it was for Martha, there are acts of service. We do things for the people we love if we think it'll make them happy. I was sharing the other day that, I don't mind whether there's dust on the shelves, but I don't like clutter. So in our house, it never bothers me if there's all kinds of dust. And of course, when we had a dog and two cats, there was always dust and there were always hair around. Didn't bother me at all. But a newspaper spread on the floor, that bothered me. It was messy. And one of the things Wendy does is she knows that's important to me, and so that's an act of love. And to be aware of those acts of love. I'm aware that's a way she shows love to me, and I appreciate it. So acts of service, when you know your spouse likes something, you do it because you love them. Well, we know God wants us to serve. And so when we don't give directly to God, but when we serve our community, when we reach out to others. We take God's love and we share it out in the world. And so think of the things that we do that are part of our faith, whether it's worship or prayer or offerings or social ministry in the community. Think of those as different ways we show our love for God. And that changes the way we view those things. And some things you're going to do better at others. We all have one of those areas that are especially important to us. So show love in the way that best suits you. So on the surface, this text is all about how shall we respond to God's love. Mary and Martha were overjoyed at the raising of Lazarus, so they showed their love in acts of service and the giving of gifts. When we believe those words of Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life, when we believe he's given us the greatest gift of eternal life, we will also respond with acts of love ourselves. And each of us can express our love in different ways. Now, there is another aspect of this text, and that is as we are approaching the death of Jesus, this is one of those events that's a foreshadowing of the upcoming death of Jesus. So when you look at the events of the dinner, it mirrors the events of the night of Jesus' betrayal. And so while Mary is washing Jesus' feet with the ointment, it points us to the night of Jesus' betrayal when Jesus washes the feet of his disciples and gives us the command to wash one another's feet. When Judas Iscariot in our text complains that the money should have been given to the poor, and we learn in our text today he was a thief, it points to the fact that he betrayed Jesus because of his love of money. And it was that 40 pieces of silver that are foreshadowed as Judas complains about money in our text today. And of course, Jesus even himself in our text, as he describes this gift of pure nard and perfume that's poured out upon his feet, says, "This is a foreshadowing of my burial, when they will use those same types of perfumes and spices to anoint his body when he dies." So our text is both an event of love by Mary and Martha, but it's also a foreshadowing of the coming death of Jesus. And of course, anytime we think of the death of Jesus, we also think that the culmination was the resurrection. And that brings us full circle back to the proclamation Jesus made to Mary and Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live." And so it's a text of both looking at suffering and betrayal, but then ultimately life and the gift of eternal life. Now, there is one more aspect of this text that needs to be addressed, and that's that final verse, "You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me." That text has been misinterpreted so many times over the future. Well, if you're going to always have the poor, why bother caring for them? They're always going to be there. They don't know how to take care of money. Helping the poor is just throwing good money after bad. And I've heard that statement or something like it said before. And this passage is one of those that kind of gets interpreted to say, well, they're always going to be there. Why should we bother? Jesus even said, "You're always going to have the poor. Why bother?" Because the rest of Jesus' teachings are care for the poor. You can't know Jesus' teachings without knowing the Good Samaritan, that whoever is in need, no matter what their race or creed, help the person in need. Matthew 25, is it any clearer? Those who are in the kingdom of God care for the homeless and the hungry and those in prison and those in need. Or even that parable of the rich man and Lazarus, not the Lazarus of Mary and Mother, another person named that, Lazarus was a poor person who begged at the gate of the rich man every day, and the rich man simply ignored him and ended up in hell because of it. And if there is one thing that both Old and New Testament says is, yes, the poor you will always have with you, but yes, you care for them along the way, because that's what it is to follow the teachings of Jesus. Well, it all comes back. How shall we respond to God's love? Mary and Martha responded by giving a dinner in Jesus' honor, serving him, presenting with a gift of costly perfume. Well, Jesus has given us the wonderful gift of the hope and promise of eternal life. With what love languages shall we respond? Shall we offer him words of praise in worship? Shall we give God our undivided attention in prayer and Bible study? Shall we offer up gifts to God in thanksgiving for what he has done for us? Shall we serve him by caring for the poor? How shall you respond to God's love? Amen. Will you stand and pray with me? Dear Lord God, we think of how happy Mary and Martha were as they offered this meal for Jesus. Lord, lift us, lift our spirits, that we may be filled with joy and with peace because you've done one better for us, the hope and the promise of everlasting life. Lord, let us never forget all that you have done for us. And then, Lord, let our lives simply be a response to your love. Amen.